Moonlight carved jagged shadows across the cracked asphalt paths of Thornberry Park. The laughter of children, long faded with dusk, lingered as eerie echoes in the wind-whipped leaves. Sarah shivered, pulling her thin jacket tighter, as she hurried towards the familiar silhouette of the old oak tree, its twisted branches like grasping bony fingers against the bruised sky. Tonight was the anniversary. 1 year since she'd found Emily, sprawled beneath the oak, eyes glassy, a crimson flower blooming on her chest. No one believed Sarah's whispered tales of the skulking figure cloaked in darkness, its glint of chrome a fleeting nightmare in the dim park. She was labeled a hysterical girl, haunted by childish imaginings. Tonight, she'd prove them wrong. Sarah reached the oak, its rough bark cold under her trembling fingers. A rustle in the bushes sent her heart into a panic stampede. But it was just a startled cat, its emerald eyes glinting in the darkness before it melted back into the shadows. Taking a shaky breath, Sarah slipped past the gnarled roots and into the hollow core of the ancient tree, Emily's secret haven, now her own. There, tucked in a nook, lay a box of trinkets, Emily's things. Sarah traced the smooth surface of a silver charm, picturing Emily's bright smile as she'd gifted it. Tears welled, blurring the moonlight filtering through the hollow. A sudden snap resonated from outside, a twig breaking underfoot. Her blood turned to ice. She crouched, clutching the box, ears straining. The air hung heavy with a metallic tang, like blood and rust. The snap came again, closer this time, followed by the faint crunch of leaves. Panic prickled at her skin. The figure. It was here. A cold wind whispered through the hollow, carrying a faint, chilling tune. It was the lullaby Emily used to sing, twisted into a discordant hum. Terror choked Sarah. The lullaby was dead, buried with Emily. This melody was something else, something predatory, its notes like claws scraping against bone. Then, a glint of silver caught the moonlight, flashing through the gap in the hollow's entrance. A blade curved and wicked, held by a hand clad in dark leather, the hand moved, beckoning, a mockery of Emily's playful gesture. Sarah's breath hitched. She knew then she couldn't outrun it. This wasn't the childish figment of her grief. This was something cold, ancient, and utterly malevolent. It had come for her, drawn by her vigil, her defiance. With a sob of primal fear, Sarah closed her eyes, the image of Emily's smiling face etched on her mind. She would not scream, would not give it the satisfaction. She would face it, like Emily wouldn't have been afraid. Then, silence. She opened her eyes. The gap was empty. The lullaby had ceased. Only the whisper of the wind remained. Slowly, cautiously, Sarah crawled out of the hollow. The park lay bathed in moonlit stillness, the chilling tune a fading echo in her mind. Was it gone? Had it claimed its victory and retreated? Or was it waiting, watching, biding its time for the next anniversary, the next vulnerable soul drawn to the hollow beneath the old oak tree? Sarah didn't know. But one thing was certain, the park held a secret now, a darkness that wouldn't rest until it had consumed them all. And Sarah, alone in the cold moonlight, became its silent guardian, forever bound to the hollow, forever hunted by the chilling melody of the lullaby of death.